Isaiah chapter 19. The burden of Egypt. Understand, Yahweh rides upon a swift cloud, and will come to Egypt. And the idols of Egypt will be moved at his presence, and the heart of Egypt will melt in the midst of it. And I will set the Egyptians against the Egyptians, and they will fight every one against his brother, and every one against his neighbor, city against city, kingdom against kingdom. And the spirit of Egypt will fail in the midst of it, and I will destroy the counsel of it. And they will seek to the idols, and to the charmers, and to those who have familiar spirits, and to the wizards. And the Egyptians will I give over into the hand of a cruel master, and a fierce king will rule over them, says Sovereign Yahweh of hosts. And the waters will fail from the sea, and the river will be wasted and dried up, and they will turn the rivers far away. The brooks of defense will be emptied and dried up. The reeds and flags will wither. The paper weeds by the brooks by the mouth of the brooks, and everything sown by the brooks will wither, be driven away, and be no more. The fishers will also mourn, and all they who cast angle into the brooks will lament, and they who spread nets upon the waters will languish. Moreover, they that work in fine flax, and they who weave networks will be confounded, and they will be broken in the purposes of it, and all who make sluices and ponds for fish. Surely the princes of Zoan are fools. The counsel of the wise counselors of Pharaoh is become brutish. How do you say to Pharaoh, I am the son of the wise, the son of ancient kings? Where are they? Where are your wise? Let them tell you now, and let them know what Yahweh of hosts has purposed upon Egypt. The princes of Zoan are become fools. The princes of Noph are deceived. They have also seduced Egypt, even they who are the stay of the tribes of it. Yahweh has mingled a perverse spirit in the midst of it, and they have caused Egypt to err in every work of it, like a drunken man staggers in his vomit. Neither will there be any work for Egypt which the head or tail, branch or rush may do. In that day will Egypt be like women. It will be afraid and fear because of the shaking of the hand of Yahweh of hosts, which he shakes over it. And the land of Yehuda will be a terror to Egypt. Everyone who makes mention of it will be afraid in himself because of the counsel of Yahweh of hosts, which he has determined against it. In that day will five cities in the land of Egypt speak the language of Canaan and swear to Yahweh of hosts. One will be called the City of Destruction. In that day there will be an altar to Yahweh in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar at the border of Egypt to Yahweh. And it will be for a sign and for a witness to Yahweh of hosts in the land of Egypt. For they will cry out to Yahweh because of the oppressors, and he will send them a Savior, and a great one, and he will deliver them. And Yahweh will be known to Egypt, and the Egyptians will know Yahweh in that day, and will do sacrifice and oblation. Yes, they will vow a vow to Yahweh and perform it. And Yahweh will strike Egypt. He will strike and heal, and they will return to Yahweh, and he will be entreated of them and will heal them. In that day will there be a highway from out of Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrian will come into Egypt, and the Egyptian into Assyria, and the Egyptians will serve with the Assyrians. In that day will Israel be the third with Egypt and with Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the land, whom Yahweh of hosts will bless, saying, Blessed is Egypt, my people, and Assyria the work of my hands, and Israel mine inheritance. End of chapter.